बोलो गिरिराज महाराज की जय, जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे।
Here's a very nice prayer with which we will start. It is a prayer which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has offered to Giriraj. It means, I offer my obeisances to the King of Mountains, Govardhan. He destroys unlimited afflictions and miseries, and he bestows the highest bliss. You will see, today when we do Govardhan Parikrama, all your miseries will go and all your bliss in life will start. So please repeat after me.
Namaste Girirajaya, Govardhana Namine, Ashesha Klesha Nashaya, Paramananda Daine. Namaste Girirajaya, Govardhana Namine, Ashesha Klesha Nashaya, Paramananda Daine.
Shigiri Raja Govardhana ki, Shishi Dada Kanaya Lala ki, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. So, as most of us know, this is Govinda Kund. It's the place where Indra came after the whole Govardhan Leela was over. Krishna had gone around Govardhan at that time to inspect if there were any damages created. And there and here, it was here, where Lord Indra found his Lord. Indra was in a very, very special, humble mood, which is not so ordinary for him. And he came with tears in his eyes as Krishna was sitting on one of those rocks in a very relaxed way. And Indra looked if there was anyone around, and when he saw the Lord was alone, he rushed forward. He threw himself into the dust of Braj and he prayed, "Sorry, sorry, I'm a great sinner." Krishna did almost neglect him and not look at him. "I'm such a sinner," says Indra, "that I had caused difficulties for your cows and for your people, the Brajavasis. But look, I have brought Surabhi with me." So Surabhi was there as Indra's way of pacifying Krishna's eventual temper. And may we please to show our subservience to you, give you an abhishek. And Krishna mercifully consented. And in this abhishek, many, many demigods participated. Shiva came on his bull Nandi, Brahma came on his swan carrier, and Indra's elephant Airavata gave heavenly waters on Krishna, and the water as it accumulated formed this kund, which is known as the Govinda Kund. This is a memorable event in the life of the devotees, but I will not speak about this Abhishek. I will speak about another Abhishek this evening. In the month of Kartik, everything is dedicated to Srimati Radharani. Yes, some very important pastimes take place in the month of Kartik, like the Damoda pastime, and also the Govardhan Leela, and the Abhishek of Lord Krishna here at Govindakund. But as the full moon rises over the tree, please look there. There the full moon comes. We want to remember Kartika Devi, Srimati Radharani, to whom Lord Damodar dedicated this month. Damodar said, "This month is your month, my dear Radharani. The best pastimes take place in this month, like the Rasa Leela. And lovingly I dedicate this month to you. And I promise anyone who worships you in this month of Kartik, even only a little bit, I will become mercifully inclined to that person." So, the Vaishnavas express their joy. So, since the time where Krishna had received the Abhishek, he very strongly desired that an Abhishek would be performed for Srimati Radharani, where Srimati Radharani would be crowned Vrindavaneshwari, the controller of Vrindavan. But because Krishna could not personally tell to Radha, "I want to give you an Abhishek bath," Radha would be too shy and not accept it. He had to arrange it in a different way. So one day, Krishna told to Brinda Devi, "We have to give the royal Abhishek, the greatest Abhishek which was ever performed in Vrindavan, to Srimati Radharani, and crown her the empress of this land." So Vrinda Devi arranged that an Akashvani, that is a voice from the sky, pronounced one day to Purnamasi, "Radharani should be crowned the empress of Vrindavan." Soon this news spread all around and reached Srimati Radharani's ear. And because it was an Akashvani, a voice from the sky, she accepted. Purnamasi went again to Radha and said, "There was this Akashvani, Radhe. You have to accept to be crowned empress." And Radharani just took her veil and looked to the floor, which was a sign of consent. So during this Abhishek which was made, it is very nicely and elaborately described in Madhava Mahotsava, water was brought from all the seven oceans. The greatest demigoddesses came with containers and kailash out of crystal and gold. And the gopis also performed one of the seven or nine Abhisheks to Srimati Radharani. Krishna at that time looked from a hiding place behind a bush as the waters glided down the beautiful form of Srimati Radharani. And as he looked on, signs of the greatest ecstasy became visible on his transcendental body. His friend Kinkini was there. Kinkini was a small cowherd boy, a little small like Padma, And Kingini was steadying Gopal. Hey, Gopal, why are you shaking so violently? Oh, no, it's a little cold breeze, said Krishna. Oh, said Kingini, when you behold the Abhishek of Radha, you lose all your control from ecstasy. So they were doing the Abhishek, and at the end of the Abhishek, Radha was pronounced officially Vrindavaneshwari, and a permanent government was formed with Lalita as the prime minister. In that government, everyone got tasks assigned, including the parrots who were made the carriers of messages and so on. It was a postal, the government had a postal system, a parrot system, and everything was fully intact in the government. And finally, at the very end, Krishna came and said, any post left for me? Oh, said Lalita, do you have any special qualification? Yes, said Krishna, I will be the constable. Constable means like policeman. And I will go through all the vans of Vrindavan. I will have a drum with me, and I will proclaim Shrimati Radha Rani ki. She is the Vrindavaneshwari. And I am only her paid constable. So, while Lalita heard this, she said, but this is not so simple. This is a proper government. This is not a cowherd community where you are. You have to write down this application form, and then we will consider your request for a job. So, this was done, and while this was done, and Lalita looked how Krishna wrote down his application form, Krishna very cleverly, unseen by Shrimati Radharani and Lalita, took his flute. Lalita was looking, not at the flute, and tuck it in the braid of Lalita. So when he had filled the application form, in mock surprise, he said, "Whew, where's my flute? My flute is gone. Oh no. My best is gone." Lalita said, Gopal, I knew you are not qualified. A police constable who loses his all and everything on the day of application is simply not qualified as a police person. This I pronounce as the prime minister of Radharani's government. This was exactly what Krishna wanted to hear and needed to hear for his next move. Well said, Krishna, I will now prove that I'm a qualified police constable by finding the thief. And he went around and searched the beautiful gopis for the flute. Finally arrived at Lalita Sakhi and grabbed her braid. And as he touched the braid, the flute fell down. Clong, 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 clong. Oh, the gopis laughed and laughed. Lalita has stolen the flute. Lalita stood in utter desperation there. As Krishna pronounced his next move, he said, look at this government. The prime minister is the thief. The prime minister has stolen the thief. Resign, prime minister. Lalita, the sharp-tongued Lalita, was totally embarrassed. this happened all after the Abhishek of Srimati Radharani. Then everyone laughed and laughed as another of the beautiful pastimes of Krishna had just unfolded. And they prepared a beautiful throne on which Radha and Krishna sat together. So I wanted to tell you this Leela because here's Govinda Kund, but today with the permission of Lord Gopal, who is residing here in that temple where the wonderful Vaishnavas glorify him, I want to say the greatest Abhishek. If I say something wrong, I will now be slain. The greatest Abhishek in Vrindavan took place as the Abhishek of Srimati Radharani. De De Si Radhe, De De Si Radhe, De De Si Radhe. Siam. I would now, with your permission, very, very good, Prabhu, very good. Prabhu, your name?
Raju Bakshi. Raju Bakshi.
Raju Bakshi. Thank you, Raju Bakshi. Srimati Radharani's position in our spiritual life is of utmost importance. Nobody can come to Krishna consciousness without the explicit blessings of Radharani. Therefore, in Vrindavan you will find all the devotees glorifying Srimati Radharani first. Krishna considers himself the greatest of the bhaktas of Radharani. He says, Mama nama shakatena radha nama sad uttamang yasmaretu sada radham najanetas yakim phalam. The name of Radha is superior to hundreds of my names. Even I cannot calculate the result achieved by constantly remembering her name. This is from the work Krama Deepika. Srila Prabhupada is a great devotee of Srimati Radharani. His father used to regularly pray to all the sadhus, please make my son a devotee of Radha. Later, in 1973, when Srila Prabhupada celebrated Radhastami in London, he gave a memorable lecture, which I would like to quote in part. He says, in Vrindavan you will see that all the devotees greet one another by saying, Jai Radhe!
Jai Radhe!
Because they know that Radharani is the original pleasure potency. She is always absorbed in thought of Krishna. Anyone who comes before Radharani to serve Krishna, you must know that Radha becomes so pleased. Radha says, oh, here is a devotee of Krishna. Oh, Radha will say, Sundarananda has come before me. Here is a devotee of Krishna. And then she immediately recommends that person. Krishna, here is your devotee. He is better than me. This is Radharani. And then Prabhupada says, I may not be a devotee. I may be a most fallen rascal. But if I try to reach Krishna through Radharani, then my business is successful. Therefore, we should worship Radharani first. That is our business. Instead of directly offering a flower to Krishna, put the flower in the hands of Radharani and say, my mother Radharani, please kindly take this flower and offer it to Krishna. My dear devotees, I want to request you for a moment to meditate in this mood. Please kindly close your eyes. In your eyes, take a golden plate and the best flower you can imagine, maybe a lotus flower from Manasa Sarova. It should be a flower like the lotus flower which is situated in the heart. And you should take this flower on a golden plate and offer the flower to Radharani and say, my dear Radha, here is a flower. Please offer it to your beloved Govinda. And Srimati Radharani accepts your flower, your Pushpanjali. She is happy that you help her to serve Krishna. And she places this flower to Krishna. Thank you very much. Radharani says, oh, you have brought a flower? Krishna says, if one offers me with devotional leave a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. Then Prabhupada again says, but don't try to offer to Krishna directly. Offer through Radharani. It will be very much appreciated by her. This is our philosophy, to please Krishna through Radharani. And pray to Radharani. Oh Radharani, kindly be merciful and tell about me to your Krishna. Krishna is yours. Please take your hands in prayer and repeat, oh Radharani, kindly be merciful and tell about me to your Krishna. Krishna is yours. Yes. Srimati Radharani ki. Isn't it wonderful? We sit here in the spiritual world. I mean, I will continue in a minute, but it's just so nice, you know. We sit here and everyone glorifies Krishna. There are the devotees with their heart rendering songs. And the parrots come home and chirp, chirp. The moon in our eyes also glorifies Srimati Radharani on this Purnima. Krishna now is playing his flute at Vansivat. No, I think the second Rasa Leela is here, no? Yes, Krishna is in Rasastali. We will pass Rasastali in a few hours, and he calls the beautiful gopis together, and he expands himself next to each gopi. But in the middle of the Rasa Mandala, he is with a very special gopi, Srimati Radharani, and they dance in the middle and dance and dance and dance. Radharani at that time loses one of her ankle bells. And Krishna finds something is missing in the beat of the dance. But he doesn't quite know what. So that time Radharani looks at her servant, Rati Manjari, a dear confidant of Rupa Manjari. And Rati Manjari, or Tulasi Manjari, immediately understands and finds that anchor belt. And while Radha is not missing one step, Tulasi comes and puts the anchor bell around one of her feet while she dances. And she dances very elegantly and very, very much. So this is a Vrindavan spirit. The full service idea of Srimati Radharani. And when we sit at Govinda Kund and we hear this wonderful kirtan, I would almost like to join. But I suggest we finish this brief talk and then we make a little pause and then you can all have your darshan of Gopalji. He is open after the arati. Yes. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur met for the first time Gaurkishore Das Babaji, he saw how Gaurkishore Das Babaji was absorbed in singing one song to Srimati Radharani. This song is sung in the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami, and it's very beautiful. It is, you always have to sing with me when I give you a sign. Kotayo prema mayi, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Gojaya, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe. Where is Srimati Radharani, who is the embodiment of Prem? All glories to Sri Radha. Dekha diya pranaraka Radhe Radhe Toma kangal Toma edake Radhe Radhe. Oh Radha, please give me your darshan and save my life. This wretched beggar for your mercy calls to you, Radhe, Radhe. Radhe Brindavan Vilasini, Radhe, Radhe. Radhe Kanumana Mohini, Radhe, Radhe. O Radha, you enjoy pleasure pastimes in the forest of Vrindavan, wherein you enchant the mind of Krishna. Radhe Ashta Shaki Shiromani, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Brishabhanu Nandini, Radhe Radhe. O Radha, you are the crest jewel among your eight principal sakis, O Radha, daughter of Brishabhanu Baba. Gosai nima kare sade dake, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. The six Goswamis were always calling out, Radhe, Radhe. Goes ek paidaki keshigad abadake vangsi vate radhe radhe ek pavake nirova navedake kunjavane radhe radhe ek badake rada kunda abedake shama kunda radhe radhe.
Ek badake kusumvane abadake govadane radhe radhe. Ek babake dakadalavane abadake tamavane radhe radhe. Malin vasa diagai vraje dulai gada gadi jay radhe radhe jay radhe radhe jay radhe radhe jay radhe radhe muke radha radha vale vashanaya nere jale radhe radhe. It's a beautiful song. It goes through the different places. Where are you, Radha? Sometimes at Keshigat, sometimes at Vangsivat, sometimes in Nidavan, sometimes in Sevakunj, sometimes at Radhakund, sometimes at Syamakund. Are you at Kusum Sarova? Are you at Giri Govardhan? Sometimes at Talavan, and sometimes at Tamalvan. The Goswamis have simple clothing. It appears full of dust because they are always rolling in the dhuli of Braj, crying out, Radhe, Radhe! Calling out, Radhe, Radhe! Their eyes burst with floods of tears. Radhe, Radhe! They wander throughout the lanes of Vrindavan and cry out, Radhe, Radhe! They know nothing but Radha Govinda throughout the day and night. Radhe, Radhe! And when they take rest for only 1 hour and 36 minutes, every time they receive darshan of Sri Radha Govinda, then even in their dreams they call out, Radhe, Radhe! Haribo! So this is the proper song. Srila Bhakti, Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji was singing this particular song where he searched for Radharani and was looking out for Srimati Radharani in this way. Now, I want to conclude the little talk because we will now offer our last lamp in the month of Kartik to Lord Damodar and to Giriraj himself and Govindakund. Do you feel that this is the proper place for this? I think we all feel this in our heart. As we said earlier, Lord Damodar has dedicated this month to his beloved Radharani, and he is very, very merciful to anyone who offers at this time even a little service, with a little devotional service, with a bona fide attitude. The attitude which we have heard. Oh, Srimati Radharani, I have brought this. Please take this. Please accept my offering. And then you may offer to Krishna. So today, on the last month of Radha Damodar, we will do something which we have heard from Prabhupada. We will offer our lamp first to Radharani. And then to Damodar. Through Radha, he will approach Lord Damodar. There is a beautiful shloka in the Uddhava Gita where Krishna is saying, it is not surprising that I am very much dedicated to a servant of a simple servant of mine. Because when I came to Lord Ramachandra, there were many great demigods who wanted to worship me, But I accepted the service of the monkeys. Because the monkeys had this devotion, this pure devotion. In the same way, when Lord Krishna came, actually Uddhava is saying this, when you come as Krishna, you offer your full mercy to very simple devotees, like the cows. Krishna goes with the cows every day. Don't forget this. For the major portion of the day, he goes with the cows and caresses the cows, gives them grass, pets them personally, milks them personally, calls them personally by name. Krishna gives so much attention to his cow devotees because they are simple devotees, but they have devotion for him. Do you understand? Even the monkeys of Vrindavan, they are not Brahma and not Shiva, but they got more attention and love than Brahma and Shiva, because they are simple devotees. Today I would like to speak to you one very nice prayer, which was the motto of our Kartik Vrata. The prayer says, "Oh, son of Maharaj Nanda, king of the country of love, I appeal to you for your affection. I am a torn soul, a divided self. I am in unfavorable circumstances. I need your help. There are so many enemies within me who try to take my attention away from you. But somehow in my heart I feel I have a connection to you. You are my all and everything. But, O son of the kingdom of love, I cannot give my full attention because these enemies are too strong. Without your companionship, I know I will not be happy. Therefore, I ask you, I request you, please give your mercy to this fallen soul and lift me up to your lotus feet." Yesterday, a very nice devotee spoke with me and told me about the nature of material desires. We know they are in the heart, and we know they are not good. They don't bring us to Radha and Krishna. But they are there, and in some ways, half of our heart wants these desires also. Yesterday I said to the devotees, "Why don't we just stay here at Giriraj? We have been offered this house. We can all live in this house. No problem. We can beg for a little prasadam, as everyone wants to give you prasadam in Vrindavan. You will not starve. But do we really want this? Some of us may not yet be ready." So on this sacred day, the last month of Kartik, we are just catching Kartik Devi as she exits and goes out of this month. I mean, she is available always. We should know that we are wretched souls. Don't become puffed up. Don't think you are a great bhajaniya. Don't think you are an accomplished soul. Create some humble feelings in you. Create a distance from Krishna by feeling, "I am so distant from you." And the more you feel the distance, the more you feel wretched, the more you feel removed, the closer you are to Krishna. If you don't feel removed from Krishna, if you think like so many unfortunate souls, "Oh, I am so good, I have the best guru, I am the most fortunate guy, I am this and that," you will never actually catch anything of the flavor of bhakti. Feel the distance, and in the distance, when you feel yourself unqualified and wretched, paradoxically, you will become qualified to a special type of mercy, which is called kripa. the Radha Kripa, the mercy of Srimati Radharani, who will then come as an anugraha mercy, as a mercy which captures you even in your distant position and bring you to Krishna. Prabhupada indicated this in his prayer by saying, I am a wretched soul. No? I am a wretched soul. Not really a devotee. But approach like this to Srimati Radharani and help will come. Don't you think today is a day of mercy? Oh, look at the moon, please. Don't forget to look and absorb the sound. Actually, I would love to conclude if we can just make a 30 minutes of silence where we will just sit with closed eyes and we will just try to absorb the atmosphere of Braj. Listen what you hear, smell, and listen to the heart. Is that a good idea? So, please sit properly. During this time, you can also pray to Srimati Radharani. Whatever. When you will get this sign, it's slowly the time to end. Huh? So when the first sign comes, that's when we will begin. Just the simplest meditation is you just sit in Braj and just be there and let Braj work on your heart. Hare Krishna.
Maybe we can chant this. We call it the real Vrindavan melody. But oh, Krishna. How was?
Yeah. My dear devotees, please look at this moment at the moon, and you will see something which looks like a hare, Kaninchen. How do you say hare, isn't it? Rabbit, yes, like a rabbit. Do you see in the upper portion towards the sky there are two ears? Huh? And the rabbit is a little upside, almost as if having his hands before his chest and sitting on his hind legs. Can you see? Now once Bilva Mangala Thakur compared Krishna's face with the Purnima, the full moon. But then the full moon thought, but then the full moon rose. He had written this. And as the full moon rose, the same rabbit was there, which is now there. And Bilva Mangala Thakur immediately lamented and said, how could I have done such a mistake where I compared the spotless face of my Lord with the moon who has the spot of a rabbit? At this time, the moon, feeling greatly ashamed, was totally shy and fell down to the earth. And when it hit the earth, the moon, Chandra, broke into 10 pieces. And these 10 pieces immediately ran towards the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and took shelter on his lotus toenails. So therefore, the Lord has shiny toenails. And it is described, when he walks through the Vrindavan forest, there is a moonshine from his feet, which is so compellingly resembling the moonshine that the chakora birds who like moonshine, they lick the rays which come from the feet of Krishna, thinking that these are 10 moons. Why go to 1 moon? We will go to 10 moons. The lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So I'm just remembering, you know, you can only see this in Vrindavan, the rabbit, and I tried to see the rabbit in the west, I couldn't see it. Now I see it very clearly. We will now continue our program a little bit. We thought you could all take a little time to chant, maybe, or so, and then... Where's Damodar Priya and Bhagavati? I think we should not delay very much, but maybe in 15 minutes or so, continue with the Govardhan, Parikrama. Now, some of you are not well, I know, physically. All of you are mentally very well, I can see. This is very extraordinary. To see such wonderful and enlivened devotees. I must really say thank you so much. And you were chanting so nice on Govardhan Parikrama that people were genuinely inspired in Krishna Bhakti, although they are the ones who can give us Krishna Bhakti. So those of you who are not so well, what we have in mind is now 20 kilometers. It is nothing when you sing and dance. You will feel it is, well, it is only 10 minutes. We walked already. We are in the ashram. But those of you who wish to save physical energy for the japa retreat, Burijan Prabhu came today so that we made the last architectural setups. This japa retreat will be... It will be so wonderful. The first day of the first full day, we will chant in Vrindakund to request Vrindadevi to give us entrance into Vrindavan. This is, you will not believe what you will see and experience. So, please, you are grown up devotees. I myself will go, on Govardhan Parikrama, even if the last stretch Madhva Muni has to carry me. No, I'm joking. I think I will. So you please make your decision, a wise decision, and we will also. I have to say, we will move fast. We will not. We will move. Empowered by transcendental joy, that is a fast speed. So you please decide what you wish to do, because you know when you do Govardhan Parikrama, you should focus on Krishna. One option always is to go as long as you wish to go, and you could, for instance. Go up to the town Govardhan if you don't feel absolutely secure. I mean that you will make all the way. And then go from Govardhan town to your ashram. This is a very pleasant walk. We have, I would say, 1 hour to Govardhan. No, then we are very fast. 1.5 hours to Govardhan around this time. But Nikunya Rasa, you should go in your ashram from here, this direction, because you were not well the day. I will make it easy for you to find the decision. All right, so we will be, but if you want to come, you can also come. So now I have on my wristwatch, actually we don't need to go by the, most probably it's wrong. In 15 minutes, we will be at the gate where we enter in. Damodar Priya, you have something. Yeah, right. There is some. It's in Prasadam, order. Something little. This wonderful devotee, Dina Bandhu, who is just the best, such a good heart, has cooked some prasadam for all of you. So you might like to go down and take some prasadam. Something little. Yes. So in 15, maybe then it's, why be so? Maybe in half an hour, huh? If we take Pashadam. What do, 20 minutes. In 20 minutes we meet. But please, aren't we the most fortunate souls? I can't believe it. This is just too much ecstasy. Govindananda, I think you can also, isn't this the best?
I can even see the rabbit.
Yeah. So, Hare Krishna.